Gentlemen, and welcome to the Folklife Area stage, where we feature performances as well as narratives and demonstrations. This area is partially funded by a grant from the National Endowment from the Arts, Folk and Traditional Arts Program. And of course, many of our participants, or most, are also doing crafts and material culture over in the crafts tent here. So this morning we have first, we're going to talk about Hungarian rites of passage traditions, primarily wedding, is that it? Everything?
Yes, wedding, the courtships, ship and wedding.
Okay.
These microphones, you have to stay pretty close.
Okay. It's okay?
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay.
That's good. So on my immediate right is Margaret Horvath.
Yes.
From Port Orange.
Port Orange, Florida.
Down near Daytona. Albinka, also known as Tita, Skazex Bodor, is that close enough?
Yes.
And you're from Pembroke Pines.
Yes.
And Annette Gruss.
Yes.
I don't know where you're from.
Miami.
Hey, let's hear it from Miami. So, and they're going to be talking about and singing.
Yes.
Hungarian
folk songs.
Rites of passage. So, folk, you want to start?
Yes, I would like to introduce first Albinka and her ancestors rooted back to Transylvania. One of her great-great-great-grandfather was a creative artist, and he created a musical well from fabricated from woods, from timber. It's still working in Budapest at the St. Margaret Island.
A wooden bell.
Fountain. Which is a singing fountain, you know?
Oh, great.
And that's still working. So that's her background a little bit. And
he actually dedicated that to his love.
Can move
so
closer.
Whenever he the lady would take water out of the well, the well would sing. So that was his creation.
Yes. That's a history. And I would like to talk to Annette. Annette was born in Budapest and lived in Budapest, but her grandmother came from a very remarkable area where there is lace making in Halas. That's a handmade lace, and that's her background. Now, starting with the courtship, the boys and the girls getting together after the church service, and they singing together and they dancing together, because the Hungarian people are very, very happy people. They
Beautiful.
Like to sing. And so I would like to have a few songs from now.
Tavaszi szívizet áraszt, virágom, virágom, minden madártársat választ, virágom, virágom. Hát én immár kit válasszak, virágom, virágom, te engemet, én tégedet, virágom, virágom.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what that was about?
Yes, yes. Telling Bessie
at the
call.
You want to say about the song you were singing?
Yes, it's about a couple, and in springtime, when the birds choose their mates, that's when human beings choose their loved ones too. And actually, the song is about that.
My song is going to be about a girl whose eyes are blue and not brown, and she actually likes brown-haired boys. So, kék a szemem, nem fekete, mert a mester befestette, mert a mester befestette, s bíró fia megszerette. Kikopog az ablakomon, jöjjön be, mert megcsókolom, hogyha szüke hat ballagjon, mert barnaja az én galambom.
Next one gonna be a love song too.
Erdő, 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 maró széki kerek erdő, madár lakik abban, madár lakik 12. Cukrot adnék annak a madárnak, dalulja ki nevét a babámnak. Csárdás kis angyalom, érted, fáj a szívem nagyon.
Mondjál valamit, hogy mit
szívja. Okay, I am going to Szemi szép legény, kinek göndör haja nincs.
The next song is a girl is singing it who is getting married, and her wish is that her loved one gonna choose her to marry her, and she's making a handkerchief for her loved one with embroidery, and she's gonna give that to him as the importance to express her love towards that boy.
That is the engagement scarf.
Ősszel érik babám a fekete szőlő, te voltál az igazi szerető, bocsáss meg, ha valaha vétettem, ellenedre babám rosszat cselekedtem.
This song is also, I'm singing some playful songs. This song is of that she feels standing upside down on her head, but she has blue eyes and the parsley is green. It's a very weird, it's very hard to translate. But she is so in love, like I said, that she feels like walking on her hands upside down, but she just really can't decide now to stand and walk like that or love. So she is really confused.
Kék a kökény, zöld a petrezselyem, tudták, ostál bennem a szerelem. Ja Istenem, ugyan mit csináljak, szeressek-e, vagy tudták, ostáljak. Ja Istenem, ugyan mit csináljak, szeressek-e, vagy tudták, ostáljak. The next song, when they are already married, and the man is complaining about his marriage.
Here we go.
Feleségem olyan tiszta, egyszer fürdik egy hónapba sejdinom, dánom, míg élek is bánom, hogy megházasodtam. A fejébe olyan tettünk, mint egy közönséges kesztyű sejdinom, dánom, míg élek is bánom, hogy megházasodtam. Kenyeret is jól csuttutni, ötször, hatszor befűt neki, sejdinom, dánom, míg élek is bánom, hogy megházasodtam.
Okay.
He was really sorry that he got married.
Can you tell us, give us any more detail on what he's complaining about?
Yeah, that his wife is not clean enough. She only bathes once in a month. And that she has lice in her head, and she can bake quite well. She has to put the bread into the oven at least 6 times so it would come out good.
Also, the traditional weddings, when you know, after the church they had the party at night, which lasted typically till the next morning, they had a lot of funny songs like that because there were no other entertaining. They had storytelling, they had funny songs, they had dances, so this was the reason. I don't think there was any woman who didn't bathe only once a month, but
but just funny.
I am
funny.
Going to sing also a song which is about a girl who didn't take her mother's advice not to marry that boy, and she is telling her mom that she's sorry she didn't listen to her, and it just not listening brought her a lot of sadness and a lot of heartache. Édesanyám, mondta nékem, minek a szerető nékem, de én arra nem hallgattam, titkon szeretőt tartottam. Nézd meg, anyám, mit mutatok, milyen szép lány táncoltatok. Egyenesebb a nátszálnál, szebb a csokros violánál. Szeres rózsám, de nézd meg kit, mert a szerelem megvakít, engemet is megvakított, sörökre gyászba borított.
Thank you. Thank you. I wonder if at this point we could maybe talk a little bit about what you're wearing and all these beautiful textiles and what regions they're from.
So, Tita from Transylvania. That's her native.
I'm really from there.
Yes?
Yes.
And that's from Kalotaszeg. Transylvania have different regional, but this is from Kalotaszeg. And this close to your, where you was born. That's a region. There is four other region in Transylvania. They are the Seclers, and they are the Changos, and they are the Sek, and they are the, I forgot the other fourth, fifth one, I will tell you. And Annette, she is from, her dress is from Mezőkövesd. It's a very remarkable area in Hungary. They call themselves Matyós, and there are three villages close to each other, and they have totally different costumes, but they love the embroidery, and you can see in the back, it's rubbed the embroidery, and very, very richly embroidered. They house inside, decorated the house inside, and they apron. I didn't show the apron this way. What I am wearing here, that's from Kalocsa, and this from Kalocsa. That what Tita is demonstrating, how the Kalocsa design in the white part on the sewing machine. That's an art, a traditional art too.
Now, whose work is this?
This is not my work, but I'm demonstrating.
This is Margaret's work. Yeah. Here, yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful.
That's take me 5 years to do it.
Yeah, at least.
I don't know, sometimes yeah. More than.
So please, we invite you, after they're done on this stage, they have a whole lot to share over there at their exhibit, and they'll
Thank
be actually
much.
Working. But go ahead, we have plenty more time.
Oh, we have time? Okay.
Yes, we have plenty of time. We got started a little late, so we'll go a little more. Yeah.
Okay. They would like to singing. And Tita, I would like to ask you if you're talking about the wedding.
Oh, when I was a child, I was really lucky to be a part of still seeing the traditional weddings going on. My father was a minister, and obviously we had to see a lot of weddings. And I remember as a child being so excited about young men who were dressed up in, they had black suit on, but they were very, very heavily decorated with beautiful ribbons, and their hat, they had these beautiful long ribbons, and they were horseback riding, and they were going, the horses were very nicely decorated also, very colorful, and they would go from house to house to invite the guests for the wedding. Of course, usually in a village like that, it was almost everybody invited, but that was a tradition that they had to go. They knocked at the door, and they had to say a poem in a very nice way and funny way about how they are, you know, invited to the wedding. Why are they invited to the wedding? And everybody, of course, accepted right there, and they didn't need to send RSVPs like now because they knew they are going to be there. So. And before the wedding, sometimes even 2 weeks before, the people, the whole village would gather together, and usually the men helped to build the tents because they were extremely sturdy. They had to use really heavy beams and everything, so they had to almost spend so much time like building a house here these days. And they built a big tent, and the women would start making you know, the preparations. They would make homemade pastas, and there is a specific pasta type which was each little cube was hand rolled for a shape. It's just amazing. I still have the tool myself, and I know how to make it. And we used to, as children, we used to be there and try to make it too. And so before also the wedding, they would help a lot, the parents of the bride and the groom, because it was expensive. And this is how they showed their affection to the family. And, you know, they're willing to help. They would, each family would bring a hen or a rooster for the soup, for the chicken soup. And each family usually brought a homemade cake. So usually at weddings like this, there was a tremendous amount of food. They killed lambs, they killed pigs, they had pork meat, of course. They didn't really have beef that much, but they made everything homemade. They used to have these big, big dishes in the back, and they would cook outside. They would make goulash and paprikash. And at the after the ceremony in the church, I forgot to mention that before the groom is allowed to take the bride to the church, they had to officially go to the parents' house and ask again the hand of the girl. And the parents, they still had the right to say no. Of course they didn't, but they would have not done all that work. But then they would walk from the house to the church. And it was always a very beautiful church ceremony. And then also again walk on the streets towards the girl's house where the wedding was held. And meanwhile, of course, there were people who were not at the wedding. Everybody knew there's a wedding in the village, so everybody was outside waiting for the bride to pass by. And they would shout, they would sing, and they would have a band who would play the music. And at the dinner, at the wedding, at the party time already, there was no food brought out without somebody who would be called modern day's DJ, who would explain in a very entertaining way how they were catching the rooster, how they had to struggle the pig to kill it, and it was very interesting. And like I said, there were many, many courses of food, and they made sure that till the morning food was coming out. And at midnight, the bride would have a bride's dance where everybody had a chance to dance only with her for a couple of minutes, and they would have a big hat or something. They would collect money for the young couple. This was also a help. They really had a big help. Usually, by the time they started life together, they had a house and they had furniture, because the parents, all their lives, since the girl is young, they're already making, preparing for her wedding, so she doesn't have to struggle that hard. And of course, when she gets her own children, she will do the same. And after the bride's dances, the bride changes clothes, because after midnight, she's no longer a bride. She's already a new wife. So usually they dress extremely cheerful, very colorful dresses, even some with polka dots, white polka dots, and she has a cute little head piece, and the party was going on. And I remember parties like that when they did not let anybody go home. People tried to sneak out, but they went and get them, and they brought them back. And they, of course, like I said, the part of entertainment, they were punished that they left the party. they had to drink the Hungarian palinka, which is extremely strong homemade brandy, very strong, and eat a few pickles or something. So, so everybody made sure they are not going to leave, because they were brought back to the party. And after the wedding, of course, there was a cleaning up to do, where, again, the whole village got together, and they ate the leftovers next day and partied a little bit again. And, you know, life started for the new couple. Thank you very
Great,
much.
Great, thank you. That was beautiful.
And that used to be last 3 days for the wedding. And the dance for the bride, they call this selling the bride. Everybody has to buy her dance. Maybe she have just one turning, and they have to put down the money. this way they collect the money. We call this eladó of a mennyasszony. Eladó a mennyasszony.
Sometimes they would even steal the bride. This I forgot to mention.
Yes.
That they would steal the bride, and the bride knew that she's going to be stolen, but she never knew who it's going to be. And usually the friends of the groom, they would get up and they would just literally take the bride, put her on their back and run out with her. And they had to pay to get her back. But this was also usually who had to pay the biggest money. It was the best man.
Yes.
He kind of knew he has to have enough money in his pocket to pay for the bride to be brought back.
Yeah. Interesting. And
they would steal her shoes or things like that.
So I think it's Annette has a thing for after the bride, she has put the new scarf on it. When she married, you have that? When they married, until they married in Hungary, they have the parta. But after they married, they cannot wear the parta, even they have to have a scarf over their head. They have to cover their hair. And after the mother, that is a felkontyolás, what they called, they put the hair up the top of the head of the new wife and put the first scarf on. This is the pride of the mother and the girlfriends. And that is a very important thing, too.
You have a thing?
Felülről fúj az őszi szél, szörög a fán a fa levél. Ugyan babám, hová lettél, már két este el nem jöttél. Már két este el nem jöttél, talán a verembe estél. Nem estem én a verembe, véled estem szerelembe.
I just wanted also to mention that Hungary is a small country now, but there are so many traditions, and sometimes they are so different within really just one village to another, that they form their own tradition, their own way to celebrate from birth to death. So basically there are a lot of similarities, but like I said, it's extremely rich in tradition, rich in their beautiful folk art, and very, very colorful and different from place to place. And I would encourage anybody, they have a chance to go and visit Hungary. It's a beautiful country and a lot to see there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, great. That's you okay. Have some more?
Or is okay, it? Yes. I would like. Okay. Yes, she has another song.
Este van már 8 óra, ég a világ a boltba, sallárom, sallárom, ég a világ a boltba. Ott mérik a pántlikát, piros színű pántlikát, sallárom, sallárom, piros színű pántlikát. Bíró Marcsa méreti, az asztalra leteszi, sallárom, sallárom, az asztalra beteszi. Bíró Pista felveszti, a hajába biggyeszti, sallárom, sallárom, a hajába biggyeszti.
What was that about? Can you tell us what that was about?
That was about the hat piece.
Oh, okay.
And
I can sing one more if you...
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Begyár vagyok én, begyárnak születtem. Zöldnerdőben a fák közt nevelkedtem. Zöldnerdőben csipke bokor a szállásom. Mégis a faluban a legszebb lány a párom. Szépen úszik a vadkács a vízen, szépen legel a bárány a falu végen, szépen szól a csengő a nyakába, tiéd leszek én, babám, nem sokára. Szépen szól a csengő a nyakába,
szegény babám nem sokára.
Great.
Yes. Because Hungary once was larger as now, and we call that region Carpathian Basin, inside the Carpathian Mountains. And now just the truncated part, what you see Hungary, on the name of the Hungary. The northern part went to the Czechoslovakia, now Slovakia, and the eastern part went to Romania, and we call Transylvania. She is from Transylvania. My mother was born Transylvania, and it was Hungary at that time. And the southern part, they form Yugoslavia, and now it's fell apart and just Serbia. And still Hungarian lives these regions. Many, many Hungarians live, and they kept their traditions. Anyway, it's difficult because the new reform governments, the Slovaks, the Romanians, they oppress them. They try to force them live their own tradition. Even they cannot speak their languages. Mm. So it's a very difficult thing for the Hungarians, which was given by, after the First World War, 1920, the Allied power to these countries. Never been Slovakia, never been Romania, that part of Hungary. The Hungarian embraced all the different nationalities and let them settle down in Hungary. One region special we called Rusinsko, Russians origin. Way back 700 years ago, one of the Russian prince came to the Hungarian king and asked them to settle down inside the Carpathian Mountain because they are being oppressed by the other Russians. And that way the Hungarian said, you can come, settle down here, and they still there 700 years. They keep call them Rusin, but they became very good Hungarians, and they never wanted to take away our land. Now, the Romanians climbed through the mountains, Hungarian let them settle in Transylvania, what we have now. The Romanian government does, they dismantle all the graves. If you go to the cemetery, there is the history over there. The Ceausescu threw away everything because they don't want to keep that Hungary 1,000 years. We celebrated 1,100 years last year. 896. The Hungarian came to that land. And we never kicked out anybody from that land because it was just Hungarian descent was there. Inside the Carpathian Mountains. This is a little bit of history. And what you can see here in my pictures is all over inside the Carpathian Mountains. So Transylvania, Highland area, and south part of Hungary. So
okay, thank you very much. I think we better wrap up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies. Beautiful. And please stop by and see their exhibits.
Okay.
Thank you.